Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Well, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. I am the executive director and host. Today is Saturday, September the 23rd, 2017. Yes, we are in the fall of the year already. Look at God, how he is moving. Time waits for no one. So what you can do for Christ now, it all goes back to only what we do for Christ while the blood is running warm in our veins is going to last. So, yes, again, today is Saturday, September the 23rd, 2017, and you are again now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. We do come to you live every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I'm live from Detroit, Michigan. I'm asking all the listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. my language on tonight, because my speech is kind of trying to mess with me. The enemy is a liar, and we already know that we already have the victory in Jesus Christ, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So right now, again, our tonight's guest, he comes forth every fourth Thursday night. Again, Pastor Norman King, he is my first cousin. Again, his church ministry is Victor's Outreach Ministry, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is going to be bringing God's word very shortly. So I'm asking all listeners, as we always do, get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. But before we go any further, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would bow your heads in prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. We come once again to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are so awesome in all your ways, and through it all, no matter what we're going through, what it looks like, what we hear, or what it sounds like, you are worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise, glory, and honor on tonight. Before we go any further, Lord, we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself. Forgive me, my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest on both sides of my family. Also, my cousin, Pastor Norman King, forgive him and his family, his entire family. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that your word will not be hindered on tonight. And anything and everything that we do over this worldwide platform on tonight will be that you will be glorified through it. And, oh God, we just ask that you will help us decrease so that you may increase in us, because we realize and we know that it's not about us. It's about your Son, Jesus Christ. And, oh God, we come right now lifting up all those that may be tuned in on tonight who are not saved in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, who do not have a personal relationship with him. We pray, Lord, that something will be said on tonight, something will be done that will prick their hearts, that each one that is listening, even on tonight, that they will be able to open their own mouth and surrender and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them, whereby they will be saved on tonight. And after being saved, they will come to know, and they will come to walk in, and they will come to live in and fulfill their God purpose in the earth. Is our prayer for your glory on tonight. For we realize that there is nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. So, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are listening right now that are in the hour of bereavement. We pray and lift up all those that are affected by the different hurricanes and tornadoes and the earthquakes and the different fires all over the West Coast. Heavenly Father, your word told us these things was going to happen, and that we should not be alarmed, because your word is true. You cannot fail. You cannot lie or change. You said just what you said, and it's, things are happening just like you said they was going to happen. These are different signs to let us know that your Son, Jesus Christ, is soon to come again. So we pray, Lord, that something will be said on tonight, that somebody will be saved on tonight. That's our prayer and our heart's desire. And, oh God, we know that your word lets us know that it's not your desire that any souls be perished, but that they will all be saved. And that's our prayer and desire also. So we pray that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land that are tuned in on tonight. You know who they are and what their illness are. So we know that you are the healer. So we are claiming total healing for each one of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved all over the land. Let them feel your presence on tonight. Move by your spirit on tonight. Continue to bless each listener, that you will be glorified through them all as they continue to be doers of your word. We continue to lift up our president and North Korea's president, Russia's president, and all those world leaders, Heavenly Father, that have ruled over your people, Heavenly Father, that are not on one accord right now. We know that hate and evil and jealousy and envy is all around us. These things was going to happen, just like you said. Your word told us it was going to happen, so we're not alarmed. You said it was going to happen, and we are seeing exactly what you said was going to happen there, unfolding right before our very eyes, day by day. So we, Lord, we pray that even our world leaders, Heavenly Father, whoever they are, wherever they are, we pray, Lord, that something will be said. You would send a word through your vessel that even if they're not saved, that they would too come to know Jesus Christ and confess their sins and ask to be saved in his name. And that way they will be able to fulfill their God purpose. So when they do pray, Lord, that you will hear their prayer. And I pray, Lord, that they will all come.
Thank you. Like a lost connection. Maybe I'm just alive. Can't go. Okay. This Wi-Fi thing. I'm lost connection thing. That's a big key. But. I'm gonna do it this right here. Good.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for tonight. Well, we just thank God for tonight. You know, the enemy don't like it when the word is about to go forth, so he's trying to interrupt this broadcast on tonight, but we know that he is a liar, and God is going to be glorified on tonight. The enemy don't like it, but we're going to ask the listeners right now that you would stay in prayer on tonight as the man of God get ready to bring the word of God on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready as the man of God get ready to bring the word of God on tonight. But for some reason, the Lord is asking me to re-stress tonight's spiritual food for thought. And once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought says to us, all of us, faith gives way to fear when we make ungodly decisions to please men or the world. That's something to think about. So that is our spiritual food for thought on tonight. But as Pastor Norman King get ready to bring the word on tonight, I am going to go and we're going to do a musical gospel hymn, one of the old gospel hymns of the church, and I know and I hope that you're familiar with it. The old gospel hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and what a friend he is to have, that you know that he is on your side, and no matter what you're going through, you can always go to Jesus Christ, and he would never tell anybody what you and he talk about. So I just thank God for knowing that I have a friend in Jesus. So enjoy the musical selection. Right after this, I'm going to come back and yield the mic to Pastor Norman King to deliver God's word. Thank you. Well, what a friend we have in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It is good to know that we have a friend in Jesus. So right now, I am so excited to bring forth my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry. He is getting ready to bring forth God's word on tonight. Minister Pastor Norman King, I am yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word.
All right. I appreciate that. Can you hear me well? Can you hear me well? Praise the Lord. Can you hear me well? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Would you hear me? What would you say? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Can you hear me well?
Yes, I can, sir.
Okay, I want to make sure, because I know, like you said earlier, I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina, but I'm actually in Boston, Massachusetts at the time, so I'm just trying to make sure that we have a clear connection. So I come to you.
Oh, we're very clear.
Okay, so I come to you tonight with the word that God has given me, and it's not mine to keep. So as we are here, I want to pray before I begin to say anything else. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us, and that we bow down before you in thy presence, and that your will be done, not my will, but your will, that I may be decreased and that you may be increased, and that your word that comes forth out of me will be receptive to the people who in thy need. And we pray these things in Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Okay, tonight we want to come from the book of Proverbs along with 2 Timothy. So in the book of Proverbs, we start off with the first chapter. I'm going to read the first five verses of the first chapter. And it reads, roughly, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to receive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. That's Proverbs. Now we're going to move down and read the scripture in the second part that I'm going to elaborate tonight. And it's coming from 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verses 14 and 15, it reads, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. I want to use for a sermon message topic tonight, if they would just listen. Again, if they would just listen. And I'm thinking about things that I have experienced in my life and things that in my life in which I have learned through experience. And one thing I see in the spirit is that as our older saints, especially our older saints, as they have passed away, there is a void of substance. The question is, what are we going to do about that? I'm going to say it again. As our older saints, especially our older saints, has passed, there is a void of substance. And the question again to the believer is being that we know this. It's not no coincidence. It's not something that we're not aware of. We do know this. Thank you, Dominguez. As they have passed away, there is a void of substance. And now what we got to ask ourselves, what are we going to do about this? And as I look at Proverbs, I'm going to elaborate first from in the book of Proverbs, as we see here in verse 1, He says, bear with me. I heard my cousin James say a while ago that the devil is a liar. And, you know, he's trying to change us and stuff. But even though I'm in Boston, it doesn't matter. God is everywhere. Can I get a witness? God is everywhere. And as we look at this tonight, my computer's trying to mess up, but that's okay. God is in control. As I look at a proverb in which I'm reading, I'm seeing that a proverb is a pithy allusion or a parable that is rich in truth and meaning. And we're talking about wisdom. Can I teach a little bit tonight? As I look at wisdom, wisdom is having mastery of a subject of knowledge. It encompasses discipline, knowledge, prudence, and other values. And wisdom, it is the ability to apply knowledge to overcome any problem in life. And that we do know that we all experience a lot of problems in our life. And as I said earlier, with the older generation dying off, and even I noticed from talking with other people in church, there seems to be a tendency in some of my ministries today where even the younger people in the church in leadership is not taking the advice and the instructions from our older saints. They seem to put them in the corner in disregard instead of allowing the power of God that God has granted them to be able to be a benefit to them. And that's where their wisdom is at, and that's what we should be able to allow God's wisdom that he has bestowed upon them to come to us so that we're able to apply our knowledge from the wisdom that God has given to them to help us along the way. So I'm saying again, wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge to overcome any problem in life. Biblical wisdom, first of all, which is a gift from God. It includes morality and the knowledge of God. And one thing about that, we need to be disciplined, people. Discipline has to do with warnings about the consequences of errant behavior or loving correction to those who have failed to heed such warning. If we all been around long enough to have seen certain behavior that's in the land today, and not just so much the world, because as people of God, we look at the church. We have this errant behavior that's taking place in our churches. And we got some saints that too appear to me too afraid in some cases to apply the wisdom that God has granted them. Amen. And one thing I learned, that as long as you got breath in your body, God still expects you to come forth that which he has anointed you to come with. And one thing about not being disciplined, we can become disobedient if we don't do what God has instructed us to do. As I look at this Hebrew word, it's translated instruction, because the goal is always to edify and educate. So we should be looking to edify the people of God and to educate the people of God, and not just always being in such a way to punish them. And that's why it's so important that we let them know whether they want to hear it or not. And we know the Bible says the time will come that people will be so ever learning that they will never come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, knowing that, as wise people of God, we got to understand that, as Paul clearly stated, edify, exhort, and comfort. So we got to continue to edify, which means to build up the people of God and to educate them in the things of God, in regards of even how it may look or how it may seem. So once you have come in contact with the Spirit of God through your walk and through your work and through your assignment, and you know that this is what we must do as long as that we shall have breath in our bodies. And understanding means internalizing knowledge so that it directs action. So knowing something that God has given you, and even as it becomes more familiar as you execute those things God has given you, you see the end in the midst of the process of what's taking course. Amen. So, in other words, God has given you insights. He has given you truthful insights even during the course of your life. And even though we know we live in a time that people seem to be so ever learning, we got to continue to speak what God gives us. And I see a lot of cases where even people, God is even doing what I'm saying right now, but as if people is not wanting to listen to wise instruction. That's a little one of the main things that I want to elaborate on tonight about listening to wise instructions. And wise instruction is literally the discipline of prudence. We talk about practical wisdom that leads to success. Now, God wants us to be successful in life. And we cannot be successful in life without being obedient to God and to our God call. The word is translated wise or wise or wisdom. And the inexperienced, I'm talking about the inexperienced people, God, are actually naive people. And usually this happens among our young people, not just them alone, but it do happen with a bunch of our young people who seem to be so ever learning, but not willing to calm it down and listen to the wisdom that God has placed in front of them. And so what happened is we see the results of this is people, people are uncommitted. So we, the people who have experienced these things and see these things by way of the Holy Spirit, of course, we can't see it apart from the Holy Spirit. We got to continue to speak that what God has given us, and regardless of what appears to be the outcome, because we understand that revelation always is to be before what? Manifestation. Because in experience of naive, we know that it comes from uncommitment. So we got to pray as well as live our lives according to God and making sure we continue what? To run our mouths, whether they want to hear it or not. Because, see, I'm going back to our older generation now. I come up in a time that the older saints, they told you, you might not want to hear it. They didn't care if you want to hear it or not. They still told you. And I'm here to say right now, I may not appreciate it then. We might have got mad back then. But as I live life, I come to appreciate it because I saw where it helped me in a time of need. And what we see is that because we got a lot of naive, I'm not being critical, but at the same time, I got to speak the truth because this is what I see. And I'm not being stereotyped. I'm just speaking what I see. And I know that if a person is truthful to themselves, they see the same thing I'm talking about tonight. We see a lot of naive people in the church because they put their confidence in man instead of putting their confidence in God, and they put their confidence in man. But that's why Paul told Timothy what to study. It shows ourselves to prove what? What they are. Their workmen need not be ashamed. Why? Because he's able to rightly divide the word of truth. So as we see a lack of a shrewdness among the people of God, they have neither chosen wisdom nor become entrenched the way God desires them to do. And I'm here today, tonight to share this word, and I pray that it fall wherever it may. And that if anyone that's guilty of the things I'm speaking about, which is what the word of God, these are not my words, I pray that it will maybe something to bring conviction that someone will change their course in which they are going in their life, that it can be more what effective in doing the things of God. Amen. So in today's time in which we're living right now, we got to be reconciled what back to God. With anything that don't speak about according to God's word and you're not lining up with it, I just pray today that you be reconciled back to God, because I've learned also that most people don't do what they know they should do. It's not because they don't know. They choose to do otherwise, and God's not pleased with that. Amen? In other words, God tells us sometimes, like he did in time past, to give a warning. Let the people know that the way you're going is wrong, not by my standard, but by the standard of God. Amen. If they would just listen and do what God says, that's why the word of God says, train a child up in the way that they should go. Train a child in a way that he should go. I'm going to say it for a third time. Of course, that's Proverbs 22:6. Train a child in the way he should go. And even when he is old, he will not turn from it. Amen. Knowledge is the tool. Yes, it is. Knowledge is the tool, and wisdom is the workman. In other words, what this is saying, that a workman with knowledge can work according to God. But you can't have knowledge without wisdom. Without wisdom to apply, knowledge is what? Ineffective. Romans say again, knowledge is the tool, wisdom is the workman, and without wisdom to apply it, knowledge is what? Ineffective. Discretion is the ability to ponder and plan, to think independently. So we got to be able to share with God's people these things which King Solomon was talking about in the book of Proverbs, because we know that in order for us to be successful in handling the things of God, the word of God, we got to be on one accord, according to what God's word. Amen. And I thank God for this opportunity to be before you, because it is very important that we get this message, because there are a lot of times that even if you're a parent out there, that you raise your kids, you may have grandchildren, and you know from the way they're going what's going to happen if they don't change. And a lot of times, if you honest with yourself, you say the same thing. If they would just listen, I can help them. Amen. And I want to encourage somebody tonight to just don't allow yourself not to do what you feel God is leading you to do just because it appears that someone is not paying you no attention. If you know God gave it to you, you got to speak it. You got to apply it. You got to live it. Amen. Even though it may seem like somebody's not listening to you, they're listening to you. Because the very same thing happened to you when someone was talking to you. You may even thought you were listening to them. But if you live long enough through life experiences, you found out that really you was listening all the time, even though you thought she was putting it what in the back of your mind. I want to say tonight again in this message, it's so important, if God gave you something, that you continue to lift it up and trust him that it will never return void, and that it will always accomplish what it is sent to do. To teach people wisdom is what we ought to do. And how can we teach it if we don't walk in ourselves? Amen? Proverbs teaches wisdom. And that's why Proverbs is so important. I know some people take the book of Proverbs and they read from it every day, and that's okay too. I want to also say tonight, let's not be people that just read the word and don't apply the word. Because if we allow the Spirit of God through God's word to apply to our lives and every day in which we live, we'll come to find out that we become more skillful each day in handling God's word. Because wisdom is not mere knowledge. And it's not, wisdom is not just mental, right? Wisdom is also an attribute of God. So once we get to understand that, hey, wisdom is one of God's attributes, then we'll take it beyond what we may have heard thus far from people who seem to be scholars. Because we receive this not from man, but what? From God. Second, the Proverbs teach us to heed instruction or discipline. They do. Godly successful living requires more than a skill. It also requires instruction or discipline, because discipline is an exercise of control. Yes, it is. Discipline is an exercise of control, either by self or by an outside source. Our natural tendency, because of sin nature, is toward foolishness rather than wisdom. But what? Discipline corrects our wayward ways and compels us to do what is wise. And I'm going to say this again. We know from experience, because there's some of us out here who've been around long enough to have done some things, and all things we've done is not always been right. And we also, through our experiences, we learned that some things we didn't say, we should have said. So I'm here tonight to say and to encourage you, don't think that you're not being heard, because it may appear that people are not listening. Because even though it appears that they're not listening, they listen to you. But don't you keep eating. In other words, the Word of God teaches us not to quench the Holy Spirit. If God gave it to you, it's not yours to keep. It's not mine to keep. We have to release it, because the Spirit of God is in us, living us, and just doing the speaking, and not we ourselves. One of the things for the third point I want to make is that Proverbs teaches us words of understanding. What it does, it gives us insightful instructions to teach us to be skillful in living a godly, successful life. Yes, it does. If we allow God through our relationship to become intimate with him, then we'll see that we will become more skillful in handling God's business, and that will make us successful. Let's not put our vocation or what we have, what to sue for above God. Amen? That's why we got to seek God first. Seek you first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, all that those things shall be added unto you. And my point here is that to teach us to be skillful in living a godly, successful life, and to help us correct the sinful, foolish tendencies of what our fallen nature. So in other words, to help people build a wise and disciplined life, what we got to do? We got to do what is right, do what's fair, and do what is just. Amen? I'm going to read this third verse in Proverbs 1, and it's according to the New Living Translation. It says, their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. Grant the truth. A price has to be paid for anything of value. Amen? And nothing is more valuable than life, in life, than wisdom. And Solomon states it simply in Proverbs 23:33. This is what he says. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Amen? Believers should recognize the value of wisdom and understanding. Now, I won't say it again because it's true. If you all believe God there, this is where we should be. Amen. And if you're not where I'm saying, then you need to release and pray and ask the Spirit of God to help you there, because I'm going to say it again. Believers, we're supposed to recognize the value of wisdom and instruction. Amen. Amen and amen. Here is the second purpose of Proverbs. It's to help people build a wise and disciplined life, to help them do what is right. Amen. Proverbs has the answers. The very purpose of this great book, and I tell some people, I know some people who have come very close to this book because it teaches about wisdom. It said the very purpose of this great book is to teach the skills we need to lead godly, successful, and happy lives. Amen. We can extract the valuable treasure of this wisdom book, or else leave it untapped. And it's about decision. The decision is ours. No one else can do it for you. Amen? And it tells us in Ephesians 6:4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Now, let the wise listen carefully to the Proverbs. If you consider yourself wise, and that's something you should know, not based upon man's standards, but according to God's standards, right? A wise person will study the book of Proverbs because its lessons spell out exactly how life is to be lived. A person who obeys God's instruction in this great book will live a fruitful and successful life and be assured of living what? With God eternally. That's something we all should know. You should have to second guess or wonder whether or not you will spend life eternal with God. That's something we can know. We're supposed to know. Amen? Listen, learn, and get guidance. That's one of my 3 points tonight, too. Listen, learn something from your listening, and get guidance. Amen? Proverbs is not written merely to help the simple and the young become wise, but also to help those who are what, already wise. So if you consider yourself wise, you can only get better and better if you apply these principles and what I'm saying, according to Proverbs, to your life. Amen? Is it all right? Praise the Lord. And as I get, and I want to go because I know my time is come upon me. I got about 10 more minutes. I'm going to go ahead and go into the second part of this message. And the second part of this message is going to deal with 2 Timothy 14 and 15. I'm going to read those verses over again because it's been the beginning when I first read it. So in 2 Timothy 3rd chapter, verse 14 and 15, it says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. See the word continue? So what Timothy is saying, you're already doing it. Don't stop. Continue. If you stop doing it, continue. Get back up and do what God told you, what you already know. I'm going to start off. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and has been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, so that someone God placed in place to teach you these things. Verse 15 says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. So what we have here in this part of the scripture is that the apostle forewarns Timothy what the last days would be like. The same thing I'm saying to you right now, because we are being in the last days since the coming of Jesus Christ. And we are to be aware and forewarned that it's very important that we apply the word of God to our lives, and we may be examples to people who are still yet with us on this earth. Amen? In this chapter, Paul tells Timothy how bad others would be, and therefore how good he should be, even though we know how bad people is. Let me know. But it does not excuse you from being good. Amen? So even though we know how bad shape the world is, the church is in, I'm saying again, the church, how bad the church is, it does not excuse you from being good, even though bad may be around you. Amen? And this news we should make of the badness of others, thereby to engage us to hold on to what our integrity, and we are to hold on to our integrity. Amen? Dangerous times in the latter days is what we know that's upon us right now. Amen? That is why we must listen to what wise counsel when? Now, we should listen to wise counsel. Amen? It's already in us already. We know what we should do. We just got to do it. Amen? Because we understand that all scripture is given by divine inspiration. We just have to continue to listen to wise counsel. Amen? Now, in this case with Timothy, when he was only a child, his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois had rooted him in scripture. Amen? So we got somebody who would impact our lives as well. Now, Timothy is an example of what you can do if you take precious jewels, like in this case, his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois, and he lived out the teaching they taught him, which is by God. Amen? So they both, his grandmother and mother, were strong believers in the Lord. You may be that person. You may know somebody who was that way towards you. Amen? So now, if that's true, then what you going to do? It's up to you. Amen? Be about it and not just be in it, but be about it. Amen? Paul has granted, and Paul also grounded Timothy in the scriptures. So we got to set the example. Not only see the example, but what? Set the example. But note the most critical point. It's not enough to have learned the scriptures. It's not enough to be assured that the teaching of scriptures are true. It's not enough to know that your teachers teach the truth. Timothy knew all this. He had learned the scriptures, and he had found the scriptures to be true. The claims and promises of scripture had worked in what? His own life. Timothy also knew his teachers. Their lives bore testimony to the truth of scripture, but this was not enough. Amen? It was not enough. Timothy had to live in the scriptures. You and I got to live in the scriptures. So we got to live, move, and have our beings where? In the scriptures. And more, he had to live out the scriptures. He had to continue to walk and live in the truth of the scriptures. He had to do what the scriptures said. You and I must do what the scripture says. We can't just talk about it. We got to be about it. Amen? A person is to learn the scriptures. A person is to be assured of the scriptures. Otherwise, you got to apply them to his life. Amen? You got to make sure today that you teach the truth of the scriptures and make sure that we continue in the scriptures. We have to abide and dwell and remain and stay where? In the scriptures. Amen? And in verse 15, one of the key, it's kind of like my key verse in 2 Timothy 3. He says, the scriptures make a person wise unto salvation. If man needs anything, he needs what? Wisdom. Wisdom about how to be saved. Death and every other evil imaginable rushes about and floods the world of man. The strongest among men are swept about and drowned by what? We got one main thing that drowns us and takes us away is drugs and alcohol. Those are some of the key points that we see. But there are some other ones that's just as potent, but we don't look at. It's gluttony, it's overeating, jealousy, and it's grumbling, always murmuring and complaining. I just want to say those are few. Amen. In way God, neither one of them outweigh the other. They all in the same plan. So the point is this. The Holy Scripture tells us how we can be saved through God's Son, the Lord Jesus. No other book reveals this to man. The only wisdom that can ever save this world is the wisdom of God himself. And that wisdom is found where? In the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible. And that's why we got Romans 15:4. And this is what it says. It says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And then we got Psalm 119:105, one of my favorites. It says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. So we see that Scripture is inspired by God. Amen. It's inspired by God. So I just hope and pray that something tonight has been said that may have been of a benefit to someone. Amen. And just remember that even though it seems like that they are not listening to you, somebody listen to you. And what helps me a lot is to keep myself in perspective. In other words, when it seemed like I wasn't listening, I really was listening. And some of the things we're going to tap into because we start getting older. And that's why I know this to be true, because I know it personally. So you out there, the man or woman of God, whoever you may be, don't let what seems to be discouraging disturb you. Just know the greater is he who is in you. That's 1 John 4:4. I'm going to say it like I said, 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, because greater is he who is in you is he that is in the world. Amen. So the Bible does not claim to be written by inspired men. It does claim to be written, whether it's supernaturally given or breathed by God. Amen. So in closing, I'm going to say that Scriptures perfects a man and equips him for every good work. And by perfect, it's meant complete, mature, and filled. So no person is complete or mature apart from what Scripture. Man was made for God, and he is to live by the word of God. If he tries to live without God and his word, man fails in life. He lives an incomplete, immature, and misfitted life. Amen. So I just pray that you trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this has not been my word. It's been your word to your people. And I pray that they be receptive for whatever that has come forth, and they take it personal and apply it to their life. Ask these questions. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen on tonight. What an awesome word on tonight. I know that someone was blessed by that word, because that was a much-needed word for such a time as this. And I love how the Lord connected your message tonight with the tonight's spiritual food for thought. And I'm going to read that again. Tonight's spiritual food for thought came to us saying, faith gives way to fear when we make ungodly decisions to please men or the world. So that kind of ties in with what you just talked about, if they would just listen. Yes, fear can do a lot of damage, and that's one of the tools that the enemy uses against the saints of God. Fear. When we get fear in our hearts and we start fearing, we start looking more to what men may say rather than what the word of God say and God's will and purpose for our lives, that's when we get in trouble. And we start yielding to the world, and that's why we see so much of the world in the church today. And it got it twisted. So we're supposed to be conforming the world to the church, but now the church is conforming the world to the church. And God is going to hold all those accountable that could have stopped it or that can stop it even now with his word, but yet they're not doing it. So they are becoming a liability to the kingdom of God, which also causes those that are saved to either walk away from God and scatter God's flock, and those there are some that never come back to the fold because they see that some men and women of God in all denominations, not all, and I'm not judging anyone, but God's word is true. God says hi, and he says, be aware, because we have some sheep's and wolf clothing. You know, everybody that say they're sent from God and behind the pulpit are not sent from God and have not been anointed by God. So we have so much going on in the church, and people are scattering God's flock. Because and God is not pleased with it. And so we need more men and women of God, such as Pastor Norman King, that comes forth with the word of God. And that's why I ask all the listeners to get their Bibles and pens and paper out so you can read the word as the word comes forth, so you can see it for yourself. And you cannot say that we are making these things up. You can see directly what God is saying to his people for such a time as this. We thank you, Pastor Norman King. Continue to do what God has called and anointed and appointed for you to do for such a time as this. As long as you continue, just like you just said, continue to stay faithful to God. Continue to keep your faith and trust in God and lean unto God and not unto your own understanding, so that he can continue to direct and lead and guide your path as your steps will continue to be ordered by the Lord. So I thank God for you, Pastor Norman King, and the works of your ministry, Victor's Outreach Ministries. I thank God for this worldwide platform that even though you are from Greensboro, North Carolina, and through the way God has given man such knowledge and through technology, you are now in Boston, Massachusetts, but you're able to come over to worldwide network and still continue to preach God's word. So that's how it ties in what Jesus said, that greater works will we do, because he was going to be leaving, going back to the Heavenly Father. And he was only one person in flesh. He can only be in one place at one time. But he has many vessels, such as you and I and worldwide listeners, that are being doers of his word. And not only that, now we have the internet. We have Twitter and Facebook and all kind of technology and electronics and mediums that we can get the word out. So that's why he said greater works that we would do. And I thank God for this worldwide platform. So, Minister, Pastor Norman King, is there anyone that you'd like to give any shout-outs to right at this time before I release you?
I want to give a shout-out to Cousin Danetta. God has anointed her to work with the play and the favor of God is on her life through her obedience. I want to lift her up and encourage her and exhort her in the name of the Lord tonight.
Amen. I thank you for letting her know that, and I'm going to pass the word on to her for you. I think they're at rehearsal now, as a matter of fact, as we speak, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Since my cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, he just mentioned, the Lord has anointed and my youngest sister, Donata Burney, to write a gospel stage play, and it's going to be taken forth Saturday, November the 11th, for those of you in the Detroit, Michigan area, even in the Indiana and Ohio area, that's going to be in the Michigan area around Saturday, November the 11th. God has anointed my sister to blessed her to write a gospel stage play titled "Opposite Ends of the Bridge," and through this play, families and ministries and communities, even nations, are going to come back together on one accord, just like God has ordained for it to be. Because we have so much evil and hate and jealousy and all manner of evil going on in the world. And again, it goes back to the prayer at the beginning of the program on tonight. God told us that these things were going to happen. But God is still using his vessels to bring and draw souls to Jesus Christ. And that's what he's going to do through this gospel stage play. He's mending families back together because they're on total opposite ends of the bridge. But when they come together on one accord and put Jesus first in their lives, and then ask the Lord to unify the family and the ministries and communities and marriages or whatever back together again in love, that's what God would do. But he has a way of doing that. And so through this play, people are going to be blessed. And so I thank God for my sister, Danetta Burney, and some of the cast members are well-known gospel artists, such as evangelist Peggy James. She's a musical gospel artist as well, world-renowned. Gospel artist Peggy James is one of the cast members. Pastor Ron Todd, he's also a musical artist, and he is a minister of the gospel. We have Minister Gerard Brooks. He's a minister of the gospel, and also he's a well-renowned gospel musical artist as well. So we have quite a few others that are going to be members in this cast, but those are just a few of the people that you may be familiar with that are going to be part of this gospel stage play, again, taking place on Saturday, November the 11th. at 7 p.m. at Impact Church, 12844 Elmdale Street on the east side of Detroit. For those of you in the Detroit, Michigan area that's going to be here, the tickets are available now. So if you need more information, I will be giving that out as we get closer to the date, November 11th, 2017. I am so happy what the Lord is going to do through this play, and I thank God for her life. So I thank God for Pastor Norman King, for him being not only the man of God, but he is a man of inspiration, word full of encouragement through the word to not only myself but to many others. So he is truly a blessing to the body of Christ, and also to my entire family. So I thank God for him and our connection as being blood relatives and also blood washed relatives through Jesus Christ. That's first and foremost. So I thank God for Pastor Norman King on tonight. As we get ready to close out tonight's program, continue to bless. We're going to go out in prayer as we always do, and I'm asking all the listeners if you would please pray with me. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your man of God who brought forth your word on tonight, Pastor Norman King. We thank you for his life. We thank you for traveling grace for him and his wife, Teresa. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ. And as they get ready to travel, whenever they get ready to travel back home to Greensboro, North Carolina, we pray, Lord, that you will grant them traveling grace to make it back home safely and find everything well. So we just thank you for him and his wife. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for the ministry that you have anointed him with and as the overseer of Victor's Outreach Ministry. Continue to bless that ministry, that they will continue to be everything that you have called for it to be for such a time as this. Continue to bless his family, the works of his hands, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray and that you will continue to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted, those that have been affected by the different earthquakes and hurricanes and volcanoes and fires and everything that's going on that's devastating to the world, to mankind, that's going on in the world. We pray, Lord, that you would intercede, continue to touch the people, continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ, continue to move by your spirit, even through these different situations, and let people see you, that you're real, and that souls will be saved, even through these different horrific things that we're seeing going on in the world, that you are still in control, no matter what it looks like. Even the situation with the North Korean president, Father, we fear not, because we know that we belong to you. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And because we are seeds of Abraham, we know that the best is yet to come for us. And we know that you have the last word. You see everything. You sit high and you look low. And you are in total control, no matter what it looks like. So we just thank you for your grace and mercy on tonight towards each one of us. We are not worthy of it, but we thank you for it. Just continue to move through your spirit on tonight. And we pray, Lord, a special blessing upon your word on tomorrow, that every door that's going to be open in your name all over the land, we pray, Lord, that you would just move by your spirit, have your way, that souls would be saved through your word on tomorrow, through the ministry that you have ordained on tomorrow, through your vessels, have your way all over the land tomorrow, that you'd be glorified through it all. And we pray in Jerusalem to you right now that your will be done in Jerusalem and Israel for your glory is our prayer. Continue to bless the listeners on tonight. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts, that you'll be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that you will be glorified through this broadcast on tonight, through everything we said and have done on tonight, that you was glorified is our prayer, and that the enemy is horrified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. But once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. And we thank God for you on tonight. Until the next time, know that our life is worth living, and that's why Jesus died for us. Until the next time, good night.